WPHN. Now back to the Paul Miller Show on 1380 WPHN.
Was the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
All right, it is 12 minutes after 7 o'clock here on WPHN. It is Monday morning, and the band director from Port Huron Northern, who's in the news today, is with us right now, Eric Sankmajor. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. You guys are looking for new band uniforms, aren't you?
Yes, we are. It's interesting because we had an investment in new uniforms a while ago, and for a lot of us, it seems like a blink of an eye. But it is 12 years ago, and we're looking to get started on the next set.
So yeah, 12 years ago does not sound like a long time ago to me, but to those seniors that are in your marching band. They were in kindergarten.
Yeah, it's quite a long time ago, and you know, the marching band kids put a lot of. It's not that they're not caring for the uniforms, just that they are using them a lot, and they work really hard in the uniforms. And the typical uniform holds up usually anywhere between 12 and 15 years, so we're getting right to the end.
Well, you guys use them a lot. It's not just Friday night football games. It's parades. It's festivals. I mean, it's all kinds.
We have other civic performances that we do and certainly a couple of concerts, but yeah, the kids get a lot of use out of them. And so the investment that was made a dozen years ago was a really good investment, and the kids made very good use of these uniforms. We ran into a little bit of a problem because the program grew so quickly over a dozen years. And so we've been trying to keep up. We've been investing between $3,000 and $5,000 a year, every single year, trying to fortify the uniform inventory and not only keep up with wear and tear, but try to expand them. And at some point, we just couldn't keep up. So we started to buy these less expensive black band uniforms, and we'd put one section in them, and then the band would continue to grow, so we had to put two sections in them. And so now about a quarter of the band is on the field wearing a different color uniform. And because we're getting to the end of life, and because of the amount of money we're spending every single year, we made the decision that rather than investing all of this really hard-earned money into an inventory that was nearing the end of the life, we just said we need to draw a line and move forward from here.
I've never priced band uniforms, but I can imagine they're probably pretty pricey, aren't they?
Depends on all the bells and whistles that go into them. And here's something you might not have considered, that if there are curved lines on a uniform, it makes it significantly more expensive.
Really?
Curved lines because of the hemming and the way the seams work, and if the uniform, if the two fabrics don't work well together, then the curved lines cause more problems. So you have to consider all of those things. We are wanting to go towards a slightly lighter weight uniform for the next set because we want to be able to use it in more different weather circumstances. And with a lighter uniform, we'll be able to wear it when it's warmer, but we can still layer up when it gets cold.
Yeah, I remember in marching band myself, I remember keeping the plume in good condition was always the hardest thing, especially in the rain. Protect your plume at all costs.
We got hit with when we hosted the Blue Water Marching Invitational this fall. It rained for, it started to sprinkle a little bit right before we started warming up. And by the time we finished, it looked like it was just a disaster area of gold little furry things laying in a pile. It was a pretty sad sight. But our band parents have done a great job taking care of the uniform, mending, stitching, drying things out. And so the plumes, even though they went through that torrent, they ended up being in okay shape. But it's time to replace them.
So what is the cost to replace and get new uniforms for the Port Huron Northern High School Marching Band?
Well, it's a great question to ask, and it's not that I'm being evasive. It's just it's hard to break it down because we are going to be able to reuse parts of the inventory. Like we're going to need to buy all new jackets. We're going to need to buy all new hats and plumes. But we're not going to need to buy all new pants for everything. A number of the pants have been purchased in the last 5-6 years, not just for wearing out, but for sizing. So a big portion of the pants inventory will not need to be repurchased. So when you put all of that together, plus we'd like to buy a color guard uniform, and then we'd like to enhance our pants inventory and our cape inventory, all of that put together. In between, the boosters have some money that they have been setting aside for several years for this instance. And the goal we're trying to reach is 50,000 in donations. We're trying to break it down to 500 $100 donors. And even though $100 is still $100, we think that the $100 is a number that people can wrap their brains around. Mm-hmm. And 500 $100 donors, and we've got some really neat incentive programs. And one of the incentives right now is for $100, one of the incentives that you get is an 8-inch metal musical note with your name engraved on it, and it will be hanging on the wall outside the band room.
Oh, that's cool.
And so some people are using it as a memoriam. Some people are using it as a, hey, we were here, like the trumpet section purchased a musical note for this fall. And so it's going to say PHN Trumpets Fall 2017. That's neat. So they'll be able to come back in a few years and say, hey, I helped buy this new uniform. Even though they won't, many of them won't get to wear it. It's been really nice to see how many of these seniors and senior families understand how important the uniform is, and they're working as hard as anybody to try to make this happen. It's been really gratifying and a little humbling.
If somebody wants to make a donation, how do they go about doing that?
If you go to phnbands.org and hit the uniform link, there is a page that talks all about the uniforms. It talks about the history of this current uniform. There are even links, PayPal links. You can make donations, or you can download a brochure, or there's even another form that you can click and fill out a Google form, and we can get into contact with you.
When are you hoping to have this all wrapped up? When do you want to put the order in for the
uniforms? My booster president is telling me we are putting in an order April 2nd.
Okay.
That she is absolutely 100% committed. Christine Carwin, who has a senior in band, and so her kid's not going to get to wear it. She has been working her tail off to try to make this happen.
But isn't that the cool thing about a lot of your parents, a lot of your boosters, is that they're not just concerned about the band program for their kids right now this year. They're looking at it long term too.
Like I said, it's so humbling, the number of seniors, the number of senior band parents who appreciate what these kids and what the program has done. And so Christine Carwin says this. She said, this is my way of paying it forward. You know, this program did a lot. She's had three kids in the program. This program has done a lot for my kids, and so I want to make sure that I'm doing something to help the kids that are coming up. It's, as I said, it's been humbling.
When you're not directing the Port Huron Northern High School Band, you are the director of the St. Clair County Community College Concert Band.
Yes, and the Jazz Band, and it's really neat organization, and we have students from 14 years old all the way up and up and up and up. We have a couple of members that have been around in that organization for decades, 40, 45, 50 years. It's a really neat group of people, and we meet on Wednesday nights from 6:30 to 8:45. A little plug, anybody out there is welcome to join us. It's $35 for a whole year, but really nice organization.
And you have a concert coming up on Saturday.
Yes, and I'm very excited about this concert. It's our holiday concert, and we have a special guest for this concert coming up, and we're playing one of my absolute favorite pieces of music. It is The Night Before Christmas, and it's a fairly new arrangement. There's an arrangement that's been around for a long time, but this new one's been around for about 20 years by John Moss, and our guest narrator has this wonderful, lovely, pleasant voice and just really easy to listen to, and it make you very happy. Paul Miller will be narrating The Night Before Christmas this Saturday.
I am so excited about this. This is really going to be fun. I had a chance to run through it with you guys last week, and it's cool.
It's really cool. Again, it's a beautiful arrangement, and I think your voice just fits it. In addition to The Night Before Christmas, Paul is going to be reading Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, and there's a nice arrangement that goes with that. So everybody who loves Paul's voice or loves good music, this Saturday night at 7 p.m. at the Fine Arts Theater is going to be a beautiful Christmas concert. You're going to love the jazz band. You're going to love the symphonic band. You're going to love Paul's narrations.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Eric, for coming in. Eric St. Major from the Port Huron Northern High School Band helped donate to get them some new uniforms, and check out the SC4 concert this Saturday.